We'll discuss today is the idea of al pi kabbalah, the ikar chelak of shavuos is the keser of musaf. And then shavuos is the day of keser, is the darga, is the madrega of keser. And well, we have to understand if we meet our sagaseinu, what the inyan of why the inyan of keser is such a big inyan. What is the inyan of keser? It's the shpitz of shavuos, which is the shpitz of the year, is when you reach the keser on shavuos. So more on a pashtistical and nigla lichtikal level, we know that Klal Yisrael, when he said Nasa v'nishma, his malachim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the malachim came down and they tied ksarim to them, keneged Nasa and keneged Nishma. He made the egel, they took the ksarim away. Again, you see there's a special dogish by Shavuos, the inyan of keser. Pashup shat, because there's a keser Torah, in Kabbalah Torah. And says v'atem tiyum amleches koinim. So it's when Kabbalah Torah become like malachim, and malachim where Malachim wear ksarim. We have to understand what's the darga of keser on Shavuos night. Why dafka did Nasa v'nishma? Why were they zoche to ksarim? What's the midah keneged midah of ksarim to the inyan of Nasa v'nishma? So why dafka? This kasha is the main kasha. Why dafka does Nasa v'nishma bring to a midah keneged midah of ksarim, of crowns? What's taka the inyan of keser Torah? Why does Torah have to come with the idea of keser? What's the shaychus of keser Torah? Why do you have to have a crown? Why does Torah have to come with malchus? Why does Torah have to come with the inyan of a crown of a keser? Also, what we have to understand is that Shavuos night, we've given the halacha on this before, but the Shavuos night is the haftorah of the Mamad Asina, after the Kriyas Torah. Is the haftorah of the Maisa Merkava. The Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel, even though there's a shitta, there ain't maftirin be Merkava, because it's l'mal ma'asokaseinu, it's higher than ha'asoka to understand the Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel, Perik Aleph. But nevertheless, there's still we're maftir, Lel Shavuos, we're maftir Maisa Merkava. Why are we maftir with something that's l'mal ma'asokaseinu? Well, and the Ramban says that the Hashpa of Matan Torah later went into the Mishkan. In other words, the Mishkan was the Hemshech of Mamad Asina. In other words, Mamad Asina, where was the Mokim where the Maimed of Asina rested, the Hashpa of Mahasina that it should rest by us with Dovah Kavua, that was in the Mishkan. We know the Mishkan Be'ika was a Mokim of Korbanos. So how does that relate to the Maimed HaSinai went into the Mishkan? The Luchos of Adah went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Ikar of the Mishkan is a Mokom of Mochen Lahakrav Korbanos, says the Rama beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechir. So where was the Inyan of the Hashpa of Maimed HaSinai being carried over into the Mishkan? Well, but the Yisod of this whole Inyan is, like we did last, we went back to the moment of the snare. The snare was the first gilui of HaSinai. The snare took place by HaChorev. HaChorev is HaSinai. And therefore, the first gilui of what went on HaSinai must be, the shorish of it must be by the gilui of the snare. What is the revelation of the snare? What has that got to do with Mamet HaSinai? What has that got to do with Mamet HaSinai? But the answer is a very sidious dictator. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Mordek Akasha when he saw the snare. The Moridik Akasha when he saw the snare. And the Pasuk speaks out Moshe Rabbeinu's Kasha. And that Kasha that Moshe Rabbeinu had at the snare, is that's the whole answer. It's not an answer, but that's the whole gili of Mamad HaSinai. Yeah, v'yir malach Hashem Eila v'la b'say shmitech ha-snare v'yah v'hine ha-snare boi v'eish v'asneh ne'ukav. That was the big Kasha. The fire is burning, the Shekhinah is there resting in the snare, and the snare is not uka. V'yem Moshe Asurna v'eres amara godla zeh madua lo yiva ha-snare. Why is the snare not burning? Why is it not getting consumed? Why is it not getting burning? It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. This kasha madua v'yiva lo yiva ha-snare is that same kasha is the whole Mamad HaSinai. What I mean is, and this is a tifi yisod, but what we mean is that the biggest pella is that when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashrish chanoseh down here in this world, b'chlal, how this world is a kli, Hashem coming down to this world should cause the biggest shvira that there is. And the kasha, the pele is madua lo yivasne. The pele is madua lo yivasne. How can there be hashuras hashchina? How can there be ruchnias down here in this world, and the gashmias stays? This same pele is mamish the bracha of reifich al basa mafli lasa. Is that the noisakeinim of the Shulchan Aruch explain what's the pshat reifich al basa mafli lasa? Is how can it be that the neshama is in the guf? And the neshama, which is eish min hashamayim, it's a dover ruchni min hashamayim, and it resides in the guf. That's the same kasha as nadu al loyiv asne. This is the kasha, and this is the whole yisod of mamet hasina. It's like the kasha, meaning it's lemala mihasogaseinu. The whole musug of ruchni is down here in this world is lemala mihasogaseinu. The kasha is a good kasha. Do you know who else asked this kasha? The malachim asked this kasha. Why are you giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? Mo'enosh kisis gerenu, benadam kisiv kedenu. They weren't stum saying it's pasnish, tahin, and ahead. They were saying it doesn't make any sense. It's not shayach for ruchnis, it's not shayach for something like the Torah, Kedushas HaTorah, to come down to this world, and the Torah should remain down here in this world. It's pashut not shayach. The Baruch HaNishmason, that when we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us by Mamad HaSinai, and we said, and Baruch HaNishmason, that's the natural reaction. The natural reaction is that it's like a Madua Lo Yivasne, Imanoshach. Either we're going to get burnt up or it's just going to leave. It's not Shaykh with a Tainug, with a Kedushas HaTorah, for a person to stay a person and to breathe in the Tainug of Torah. It's not Shaykh. It must cause a Baruch HaNishmason. The whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was based on this avoida, which means the following. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu here in the Sneh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Eke Ashe Eke. Go and tell Klal Yisrael, Eke Ashe Eke. Eke we know is the shame of Keser. And Keser is what we wear on top of the head. It's Lamala Min HaSeichel. It's higher than HaSeichel. Keser is the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Lamala Min HaSeichel. So the kasha madu al yuvasne is a good kasha. It's lemala than hasoga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emistik anhoga in this world is lemala, which means that really the biggest pella is how there can be ruchnis in a gashmistik world, and that's the anhoga of keser that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manning, and that's the way Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in the sneh, eke ashe eke. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mafli lasos, so it's not a kasha on a Kodesh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom. It's a kasha that a human mind can't comprehend such a thing. It's lemala mehasogaseinu. The way we are zoche that this should come down to us is if we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu lemala mehasogaseinu. If we don't have to understand everything, if we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with an emuna, with a tmimus, we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with an emuna and a tmimus, is then with, which means, even though we don't understand, even though it seems lemala masagoseinu, we still serve Hashem with the tmimus, then we're zoicha that the Rebbein Shlalem will send us the Torah, which is be'emes lemala masagoseinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Megala will reveal his hanhoga, which is lemala masagoseinu. And that's why the whole vote of leaving Mitzrayim was like that. We left Mitzrayim, lechteich achar b'midva b'eretz le'zeruah. We left Mitzrayim with something which was lemala masagoseinu. Hashem tells us to go out into the midva. Lechteich achar b'midbar b'eretz le'zeruah. It's lemala masagaseinu. They came to the Yamsuf and they called to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Yamsuf in front of us, what should we do? So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma titzak elai, davel b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. And the famous Zoya that everybody quotes on ma titzak elai says the Zoya HaKadosh ba'tika tali milzit. Toil and atik, atik is keser, it's the same thing. Which means this is good for the hanhoga. This is good for the hanhoga that I'm taking you through. I'm taking you through an hoga which is lemala than your hasoga. So the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was al shem this nakuda. Madu alo yivar asne. How can there be ruchnis down here in this world? We can't understand. What we can do is serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemala masagoseinu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring down an hoga down to this world, and you'll see vasne and nukka. And you'll see that's how we'll survive down here, that's how we'll be mamshech, we'll be mashpia ruchnias down here without causing a shvir. That's how they left Mitzrayim. That's how they jumped into the Yatzon. Nachshon ben Aminadov jumped into the Yamsuf. And that was the Hanhoga. This is all a Hachana to Mamet Hasina. Mamet Hasina is Vayered Hashem al Hasina. That was the biggest chiddush in the world. Vayered Hashem al Hasina. Shbaruch Hu brought down the Shechina on Hasina. Madua Leiva Hasne. It's a good kasha, but that's the Metzius. The first anhoga was, the first reaction of Klal Yisrael was Paruch HaNishmosom, it's Takanot Shaykh. It's Takanot Shaykh. The Malachim are right. It's Takanot Shaykh. But the Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Masada that we should be able to be Mekabel Aseres HaDibros, and we're living an anhoga which is Be'etzem Lema'a Lema'asak Hoseinu. Every word of Torah, the Masikas, the Arevis of Torah, like the Racham HaKadosh says, that every word of the Heilige Torah should bring a person to total Shigoyin, should bring a person should become a Shuga. For the Me'imis and the Arevis of Torah, a person should be Moas, he shouldn't be able to eat in this world anymore, he shouldn't be able to Bechal do anything in Olam Hazeh anymore. How a person survives, it's Mamash Lema'a Lema'asa Hoseinu. Be'etzem, it's a Paruch HaNishmosom. That was the Sod. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, what was the big mile of saying Nasa before Nishma? What was the sod that the Yishmaelim and Edoim, they first said Nishma and then Nasa, and they went Zoicha to the Torah? Nasa v'Nishma means, what's the point of hearing first? What's the point of Nishma first? Anyways, Torah is Lemala Miyasad Haseinu. Anyways, it's totally Lemala than our Soda. So what does it help to hear Nishma is a Lashon of Havana? What's the help? What does it help to try to understand Koidim? It's anyways Lamala Miyasad Haseinu. It's therefore Nasa before Nishma. We'll do it just like Dabel Bnei Yisrael V'Yisoh. It didn't make any sense. We did it. Just like Lech Lech Achara B'Midbar. It didn't make any sense. Just like the snare was in Nene Ukal. It's a Metzias. It's a good Akasha. Madua lo yiva snare. But was the snare burned? No. Klal Yisrael went into the Midbar. Did they survive? Yes. Dabel Bnei Yisrael V'Yisoh. Did we survive? Yes. Is that the Malam HaSog HaSeinu? It made it Nasa before Nishma. The other Ummah Sa'idim understood that the Torah is a Chochma that has to come into Hasoga. If you think that the Torah has to come down into you Hasoga, and then you see whether it's for you, then you've missed the whole boat. Because Torah is not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh for Torah to come down Be'etzem to a person's Soga. It's a Pele. It's the same Pele as Reifich Al-Basa Mafli Lasses. Torah coming down is a Pele. Maybe when the Eden said Nasa v'Nishma, when they realized that it's anyways Lamala Masav Haseinu, and therefore we're going to do it, and then it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Nishma that we should understand it, is that's when Malach HaShoz came down and they tied Ksarim to Klal Yisrael. Ah, you Klal Yisrael, you understand Keser. You understand that the Hasoga is Lamala Minasoga. Torah comes down with the Keser Torah. Keser is Lamala Minarush. Even when the Torah is coming down into our seichel, it's a keser Torah. It's really the ma'alam in our seichel. I came down into our seichel. It's a pele. And that's the whole yisod. What they discuss, yogati, umatzasi. Even after the amela, it's still a matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that we can understand. So keser Torah means mamish that makuda. If you megate see, if your approach to Torah is that you realize that you're learning something which is completely the ma'alam asad haseinu, then you'll be masik Torah. And that's only through Nasa v'Nishma. And that was the Ksarim. Then they zorcha to crowns. Then they zorcha to crowns. That was the Ma'amad Hasina. And that was the Shloshes Zomei Agbalah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, don't try to climb on Hasina. Don't try to understand. Don't try to join into the Ma'amad Hasina. You stay where you are. It's a Hasoga which is completely something which is beyond us. Hasinai, Oshan, Ba'eit, the whole Gili of Mamad Hasinai was Mamish and the Kudav Hasneh and the Ukav. It's the same Hasinai. The same Hasinai that the Sneh took place at Hasinai, Mamad Hasinai took place at Hasinai. It's the same Nakuda. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu's Megala, the Pelesh of Bechol HaPloim. And that's why the Seres HaDibros begins with the Aleph, and Aleph is Oisi's Pele. And that was the grace of Pele. And that's the vote. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It's a bigger Pele than Asher Baros Yishmayim Boretz. Sisa Chachomim, everybody asks, why does it say, why it should say Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Baros Yishmayim Boretz? No. Anoichi is the Aleph. The Aleph is the Pele. The biggest Pele is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is where Kodesh Baruch Hu's Megala himself down here. Bria Shmaim Oretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malim himself. Bereshis Bor Elokim, Elokim is Gematria Teva. In Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shem came down with all the Oysis and Moipsim. All the Nyonim, which are the Malim, HaSagaseinu. We left Mitzrayim completely the Malim, HaSagaseinu. The whole Matzav of Mitzrayim was a Pele. And it was all a Hachona to the big Pele of Mamad HaSinai. With the Kisa HaKobah that Rashi says came down in HaSinai. There was still a world after that? There was still a HaSinai after that? You stay where you are, Klal Yisrael. Don't try and be part of it. Don't try and think that you're also a Mandama, you're going to climb up on Har Sinai. You push it up to stay in your Mokum, and you have to see the Pellet. You're not a Shutef in the Pellet. Our whole Scha was that we left Mitzrayim with a Muna, which is Lamala Masog HaSeinu. Our Kadosh Baruch Hu is now coming to give us the Torah, which is something which is Lamala Masog HaSeinu. But beyond that, we've got no Shaykhs, it's a Pellet. That's Nasa Benishma. That's the Ksorin. That's the Pella. That's why Torah has to come with a Kesef. Person, Torah has to come with a crown. Torah has to come together with the feeling that we're wearing a crown. That we're getting something where even though it's coming in our head, it's really on top of our head. It's Mamash Mamat Hasina. There should be a parcha neshmasan every time we're learning Torah. And when there isn't, it's mamash pella. Memela shvus is megale. That it's not pshat a nigla sheba Torah is avada is, we can understand it, we can lomdish it. And then there's a chelik anista in the Torah. The person comes to the real havana. The nigla and nista is both lemalim asagosina. Nigla is also lemalim asagosina. The nigla, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should understand it in our seichel, so it goes through a lot of his slapshus in order that we should understand it in our seichel. But be'etzim, it's also lemalim in our seichel. So let shvus is megale that the nigla and the nista is one Torah. So mele after we lay naser sadibris after Mamad Asinai, his nigla and nista is the same. So we're machtinu with the ma'isa merkava. Naftoyer is the Maisa Merkava. Lel Shvus, you can read the Maisa Merkava. Lel Shvus, it's Megala the Pele Bechlal of every mitzvah in the Torah. Of the opportunity, of the Yecholus, of the capability of a person to be Mekayim a mitzvah, that's his biggest Pele. To understand Mesechus Baba Kama is the biggest Pele. So once we understand that's a Pele, so then we can see again to the Maisa Merkava as well. Beis HaMikdash was the same Pele. Just like the Kisa HaKovot came down in Har Sinai, that there should be V'osili Mikdash V'shechanti B'soicham, the Bein Shlein and the Shechin is coming to dwell down here, it's the same Pele. How can it be V'asneh Nenu Uko? How can the Shechin come down over here in a Mokim Mukbal, in a physical limited place? It's a Pele. What shouldn't really happen is that the thing should go up. That's the sod when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you're makriv korbanos. The mokem muchen l'hakriv korbanos, that the ikka, the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was being makriv korbanos. Makriv korbanos is a parcha neshmasa. Is that every yid walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he understands the pella, there should be a parcha neshmasa. That's what he does, he brings up a korban. A korban is like a parcha neshmasa. Yitzchak is Yitzchak is an oil of tmima. It's a bechina parcha neshmasa. Every person walking into the Beis HaMikdash sees a pella. It says that asar nisim nasa be Beis HaMikdash. Constant nisim, a nest that's happening the whole time, it's a pella. Why doesn't it become teva then? Why does it stay a nest? Doesn't really make any sense. It's the same kasha, asneh, namadu aloiva asneh. That's the Pele. The same way as Rabban Shalom wanted to show us the Pele. And therefore, when Hashem said, Noicha Hashem Lekech was Parcha Nishmasa, to show that Be'etzem, al pi Higayon, al pi Seichel, we shouldn't be able to be down here Bechel. Same thing, when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, be Makrev a Korban. Be Mekayim, Be'ezah Tzur Shehi, be Mekayim, the Inin of Parcha Nishmasa, which is the Inin of bring up a Korban as if you bring up a Korban. It's also, the Beis HaMikdash is also Lamalim HaSog HaSeinu. Anything which is Lamalim HaSog HaSeinu is the Anhog of Kesa. So there's Kesa Torah and there's Kesa Kahuna. And then there's Kesa Malchus. Shavuos is Dovid HaMelech's Yotzeit. The Pasuk says, Vayoshev Shloime al Kisei Hashem. The whole sugi of Malchus is a Dovid Pele. It's a king who's boss of Adam, but it's really the Malchus of Hashem. Shloim HaMelech sat on the Kisei Hashem. Ein Yeshiva Bazora El HaMalchus Beis Dovid Bilvat. The Kisei of a Melech Yisrael is like the Kisei HaKovet. That's Kisei HaMalchus. It's Gimel Ksara. Torah, Kahuna, and Malchus. They all have a Kisei on top. They all have this Bechina, which is weird, that it's Lamal and Masad HaSein. You see the Svarim that Tzadikim wrote. You see Rambam. You see all these types of Svarim where you see which is Lamal, the Gamri completely Lamal and Masad HaSein, that a person, that a human being should be able to write such a Sefer. You see Hasogas that people reach, that people attain, it's Lamal and Masad HaSein. When it comes to still here, Bechlo. That's the sort of that person where you see it's a Pele, how much he knows. It's a Pele, how he knows so much Torah, how he feels such a tiny, and he's still down here. That's the same Pele as Madur Leiva Asne. But that's what Torah is all about. That shows that he's reached the Shoresh of Torah. He's reached the Aleph of Anoich Hashem Lekecho. He's reached the Pele, because that is good for the Pele. That's why the Eden fell asleep that night before Kabbalah Satoya. And we don't sleep in order to Masaka. After all the Hachana, I don't know what it says, one of the Chassid Shasvam says that to show that after their whole Hachana, it's not a Hachana. They prepared and prepared and prepared themselves, they fell asleep. All the Hachana that you're doing, that's not because you made the Hachana, that's why. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yogata umatzasa. It's a metziah, it's a matana from Hashem. If you think you're ishtadlis, if you think you're climbing Har Sinai is getting you closer, go down. Go to sleep. He needs to realize that it's a mamish adav pele. And the Heilige Torah that we makabel and shvuas is mamish the pele. It's mamish the pele that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a matana, such a thing that the Malachim says, mo enosh. And Malachim didn't mean it bad. Malachim just meant that it's not shayach for a person. It's not shayach. You give a yid a mitzvah, there'll be a parcha nishmosa. From every mitzvah, there'll be a parcha nishmosa. From every word of Torah, there'll be a parcha not shayach.
So what is it? Why does it mean a tikkun? If it's a good.
The chassidish is from Taich. That is Alpi Pashtas. Alpi Pashtas. There was a pegam that they fell asleep. Chassid Shasvarim always Melamed Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. You can't say the whole Klal Yisrael fell asleep as a gnai. There must be something. No, but I mean, even the feed of Chassid Shasvarim, the pshat is, even though we're staying up the whole time to be masak and asleep, but we got the message. We're staying up the whole night and we still feel that it's all from Hashem. It's all the Malam, so to say. When we reach the Keser and Musaf, is then we reach the Tachlis Ayedir Shaloi Neda. There we reach the Tachlis, we connect to the Inyan of Keser. We connect to the Inyan that everything is Lamal and Masad HaSeinu. We connect to the Pele. Adarabba, when a person goes to the bathroom, why is the Roifei Kol Bosa? I mean, every minute that the Neshom is in the person is a Pele. Why Dafka, why Chazal Mam Sakinim, you come out the bathroom? Adarabba, after you finish a Shtikl Torah and you feel so rochni, then you ask the question, hey, what am I doing in my goof? Why Dafka in the. That's the pshat. Pshat is when you see after the bathroom, you see the goof of the person, the rim of a seileak, the goof of the person, is then it's muffly the pella much more. 5 minutes ago, I was in the middle of learning the Heilige Torah, and then a person suddenly needs the bathroom, he suddenly realizes the shiflus of Adam. he can't understand the Goydla Pella.
Since you say Lashon of the Goyle Vidula thing,
Kisei Kvedecha. Oh, that's right. That's the biggest Pella. Rabban Shlom brought the Kisei HaKovah down, brought it down into the Kaviyochan, into the Beis HaMikdosh, in Yeshiva Bazor, the Malchus Beis Dovet, it's the Bechina of Kisei HaKovah, Vayered Hashem al Hasina, Yored Kisei HaKovah al Hasina, Ki Hashem Alekecho Eish Oichlevu, Ki Hashem Alekecho Eish Oichlevu. It's a consuming fire, but that's the Pella of the fire of Shemayim doesn't consume. That's the Pella. It's the fire of Shemayim, but it doesn't consume. That magnifies the schus that we have to prepare ourselves for the Moed HaMatana, that Rabban Shalom gave us the Torah, that Rabban Shalom gave us Shtik Shamayim. We have to realize the Kesa Shabbat, even when we're being Me'ayin in something, our first Gisha is that the first is a Nasa, first is a Tmimus. And that's the sod also of Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. That's the sod of the Torah Be'etzim is a Choy. And as the Sfasema says, that only when a Yid understands, only when a Yid goes to the Chayk without it, and with his butlus that he doesn't understand anything, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the schus to understand it. Eventually a Yid can understand the Chayk as well. But first he has to go into the Chayk, he has to approach the Chayk with a bitl. So approach the Chayk with a bitl that it's Lamala Masal. This opens for us a whole new Ha'ora and Hasaga. Before we come on to the new Ha'or and Hasaga, just Mamshech and finish off this, what we're saying. And that's Yidua that we discussed this so many times, but not with this Ha'or. This Ha'or is a Mordek Ha'or. That Memeina B'mamad HaSinai, there was his galus, Vayered Hashem al HaSinai, there was a Mordek his galus, that Hashem lekecha esh oichlo, the Kisa Kovet came down on HaSinai. So one thing we do understand is that it was Taka Pele, and it's completely the Ma'alam HaSaga Seinu. Torah Shebaal Peh, maybe that's why there's a Parcha Nishmosan. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Chelek of Torah that Lamaisa does come down to our Seichel. Torah Shebiksav, we take it. It's Ramach essays, Shesal Leisa says, Kach Bekach words in the Torah, we're not Moisev, we're not Gerea, there's no Chesuri Mechzerus. The whole approach to Torah Shebiksav, which is a Mamad Hasi, which was the Mamad Hasinai Dika Torah. The whole approach is approach of like a chok, but rather it's the malam asavasin. But Torah Shebaal Peh does come down to our seichel. Torah Shebaal Peh comes down to our seichel. So here we need a reminder that Torah Shebaal Peh is also the Kesa Torah. It's also the malam asavasin. Even that which comes down to our soga, forget. Actually, that's a bigger pella. And it should feel that it's come down to our soga, even though it's the malam asavasin. That's the biggest pella. It should be a merdeka parcha nishmosim. And therefore, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is a Livud Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is the one who said, Kol Yom Ha'isim Itztayeh. When can he go up to Shemayim? Which means that Rebbe Akiva is the Shurish of Torah Shebaal Peh, because Rebbe Akiva is a Parcha Nishmosan the Kiyid. He's a Parcha Nishmosan the Kiyid. The Kol Yom Ha'isim Itztayeh is the Shprach in Torah Shebaal Peh of Parcha Nishmosan Mamamat Asinah. Rebbe Akiva is Megala that even though he's learning Torah Shebaal Peh, even though Vestavarin Agrosa London over here, even after he prepared the Sheikhloli, remember, it's all a leave in Rebbe Akiva. And Rebbe Akiva is somebody who said, Kol Yom Ha'isim Itztayeh, when can he be Moser Nefesh? Meaning, Akiva understood the Pella that Be'etzem, he can't stay down here. Al Pi Emes, he should be going up. It's a Pella that he's still here. That's in Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rebbe Akiva doesn't let us, Rebbe Akiva doesn't let us feel, Yechomas Lekim in the Ganze Zach.
Wasn't Rebbe Akiva Dash Tagin?
Oh, exactly. Two of the things I want to know. So excellent. First of all, Rebbe Akiva is Dorish the Ksorim. And he's Dorish the Ksorim because that's his Chelik. That's his Chelik. The Ksorim, the letters of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Ksorim, you can say, is even the Chelik of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's Dashin from the Oisius. But it's the Kesa. It's the Kesa. He was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. The only way we can taka be masig, yes, the Torah, again we have to learn from Ma'amad Hasina. When we hear straight from the Rabban Shalom, it's Parcha Nishmosim. Klal Yisrael says, Daber Ate Monu V'Nishmo. You speak to us. Daber Ate Monu, you speak to us V'Nishmo. In other words, it's the same Torah. to say the Rabbanu Shalom talking. Ki pi Hashem diber. Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi. Vayda b'Hashem al Moshe leimar. When there's a Rav, that's the way that Torah from Hashem can be transmitted, and we can stay down here. Rabbi Kiva's one of Darshan, Shimon HaMasuni stopped Darshaning when he came to Es Hashem Alekech HaTira. There's only one person that could Darshan Es Hashem Alekech HaTira. Rabbi Kiva Darshans, the Rabbi's Talmid HaChacham. In other words, the Talmud Chacham is a Pella. Only through the Talmud Chacham is the one who enables Torah to be transmitted into us without a Parcha Nishmosa. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, Daber Atim Onam Nishma. We heard there's no difference between the Kedusha of the last eight Dibros and the first two Dibros. It's Aseres HaDibros. It's the unity of Aseres HaDibros. But a Rav enables us to hear the Mamish Dvar Hashem and to stay down here. The Rav brings about the Pele. The Rav is the Kesa. And therefore, Takei Rav is like a Melech. Gemara says, Man Malka Rabbana. The Melech, the Rav wears the Kesa. Rabbi Kiva is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva is the one b'schusoi Torah, the Pele Elyon gets transmitted to Klal Yisrael. So he darshens es Hashem lekech atir the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. So say it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe is the tzinner. Through the Rebbe, a person gets to Dvar Hashem. That's why Torah has to be transmitted through Rebbes, through Rabbanim, through a Rav and a Talmud relationship. That the Talmud is misbattled to the higher Hasog. When he's misbattled the rabbi, so he's misbattled to the higher hasoga, so then he's makke that all is be'etzem, that it's all hecher of him, it's all higher than him. And that's how it goes. And the rav got it from his rebbe until he got it from Sina. Pirkei Avos, what is the talk already about midas and about dos and about yens? Poshta zachen, it's a chelik of Torah, it's lamala the new hasoga. Moshe kibel Torah misina. Coming from that Sinai, from that Pella of Sinai. Daber Atim Onuf Nishmo, that's where Pirkei Avos comes as well. Every Mishnah, every Chelek of Torah, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, is coming from the Pella of Sinai. Your Hasoga that you must get is a Pella. It's only B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted, it's only B'schus the transmission of Moshe Rabbeinu that we were Zorcher to that Torah. That's Rebbe Akiva. The Yidus to feel the Ziskite, and the Yidus to feel the Arevus and the Ne'imus and the Masikus of Torah to a way where he feels his Taka Pella that he can eat and sleep. And once he's reached that Pella, then he's wearing the Kesar Torah. When he said Nasa Venishma, that's when there was Zoycha Tuxor. Cheta Egel was that he wanted to bring it down to Havona Hasod. You can't live with a Musuk. Hare Moshe Rabbeinu went up. So there's no Moshe Rabbeinu here. So if there's a Matan Torah without Moshe Rabbeinu, Shem Parcha Nishmosa. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu. So if they're here, they have to bring everything down to the Hasagot. They don't want the crowns. They can't live. They can't learn Torah with a crown on their head. They can't learn Torah understanding that everything they're learning is really the Mala than the Seichel. Because then they need Moshe. If Moshe's not here, so then monashim, either they're going to die, or if they're alive, they can't learn Torah. That was the Chetayim. To bring Torah to their Havana and Asaga without a crown. That's when they lost the crowns. So the Gemara in Shabbos, that when the Chetayim, when they sinned the Chetayim, the Malachim came down and took the crowns away. The Yid has to learn Torah with a crown. The Yid has to learn Torah with a crown. The Yid has to learn Torah with a Darga of Keser. The Yid has to constantly know that it's a pillar. He does constantly know that it's lamala than asaykh. It's yadua that the biggest lamala than asaykh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bechira of Klal Yisrael. Halalo evdei berazor, halalo evdei berazor. Hashem chose us. Do we understand the bechira? No. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. Hashabach habonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lanu estoyer asaykh. Same pella that we don't understand, Hashabach habonu mikol ha'amim, the same pella v'nosan lanu estoyer asaykh. The more Yid's Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was an Avoida where he serves Hashem even the Ma'ala and Asaychel. Even with the Emuna, even things that he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what's going on in the world. He doesn't understand what's going on in his life. He sees things which seem a Pella to him. But he goes Alechtech Achar Rabba Midba Beretz Lezerua. As he'll be Zoycha, the Rabban Shalom will be Mashpia to him things which are Pele that he shouldn't really understand. Rabbi Shemaya told somebody, and he feels his whole, he feels he's burning up with Hasogos. Told the very close town of his, and it's a Pele that he's still around, Kirub Seb, so Zazach. In a way, it's endless by everybody. It's not something that came down here, and all these inyonim that Torah's Leba Shemaim, and it's now with the Balabos of Torah. Yeah, Psak Din is Kafi, we have to pass Kafi Asaych. Abasiyagata Mitzosa. It's still a Pele, it's still a Mal in Yasoga. It's still a Pele that is coming down into Yasoga. Then you deserve the crowns of Nasa Benishma. First it's a Choyk. And then it's a mishpat. Mamet Har Sinai is where Klal Yisrael had Tachlis Abitl. Once you have Tachlis Abitl, then it can come down into your Seichel and Asoga. After Parshas Yisrael is Parshas Mishpatim. You know, Mishpatim, Mishatos and Mifneim, Rashi says that Shulchan Aruch. First you have to have a Parshas Yisrael. First you have to have a Parsh which is a Mala in your Asoga. A Geir comes to be in this guy, the first thing we tell him is if you come to be in this guy because you understand that Klal Yisrael is the right nation, is get out. Klal Yisrael is the last nation you want to choose. You must be doicha him. And you must tell him, Al Pisech, Al Pigayon, you're making the worst decision in your life. You want to be persecuted? You want to be thrown out of countries and travel from Golas to Golas? That's what you want? If he says, I don't know, something the Ma'alim and Asog, I don't know, I'm clinging to you and I can't understand it myself. Oh, yes, that's the Mishpach. Shavuos, as Klal Yisrael became Geirim. Matan Torah is Pashas Yisrael. Yisrael was this guy. He did the most irrational thing. He was the Kohen Minyan. He was the Yoshev, Rashi says, in Yisrael, Yoshev Echvoyda Shalom. He did something totally Lamala Menasech. He felt something which he couldn't explain. Oh, you belong to Torah. If you're thinking what you can't explain, what you can't understand, oh, does it? Then you can become a ger. Rus is telling Normi, Normi's telling Rus, I've no money, I'm an almana, Hanish kan geld, my husband's dead, I'm sending you, you're the princess of Moav, the daughter of the king of Moav, you're going schnorring for Lekat Shikhan Peya. Where's the Seichel? Arpa thought you're out. Mishtokan Seichel and then you go back. Ruth said, I don't know why, I'm following you. Asher Tamusu, where you die, I'm going to die. I'm following you. Lechtech Achra Midbat. That's exactly what Ruth was saying. From her comes Malchus. From her comes Kesa. From her comes the Kesa. That's why we lay in Ruth and Shavuos. This is the Dveikus that Yid has to have. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Lamalim and Havona V'Hasoga. Realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia to us. I wish we were Zaka all the Eden. We should be Zaycha to feel the Emes of Torah. We should be Zaycha to feel the Tining of Torah. We should be Zaycha to feel this Hargosha that the Torah is Lamal. Mitzvah the Masik, the Torah, the biggest in the Emes, the biggest in the Arevus. When she mitzvah the Masik, that a Yid should feel that Nafshi Yotze Bedabroi. That's the Pshat. Nafshi Yotze Bedabroi. When Rabban Shalom talks to us, we should mitzvah to feel it. When we learn the Heilige Torah, we should feel Taka the Rabban Shalom talking to us. And we should feel the Bechina of Pacha Neshmasa. That's why Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchok Avinu. Such a door, choshech, such a dark door, where it's become fashionable. People learn Torah intellectually, and people say their own svaros, and I think this, and I think the other. It's mamish the golus, of Edoim. We have to feel, we have to learn Torah with feeling. We have a keser on our head. we're feeling that Ashrei Matov Chalkeinu, that every ha'ara, every chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us is kulay pele, is kulay min hashamayim. It's not coming loy bizchuseinu. It's not coming through the Amela. It's still the biggest natana nifla that Rabbi Shalom gives us. We should be zoicha to be makabel the hilig atoyer with the bittel, and we should be zoicha always to feel the hargosha of nafshi yotze bedabroi of elecha Hashem nafshi esa. And Shavuos is connected Yitzchak Avinu, because Yitzchak Avinu vayelchu shneim yachdov. Yitzchak Avinu felt the biggest neimus is to become an oila tmima, to become an oila tmima to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, is where we feel the hargosha, what it means to be an oila tmima. What it means to be an oila tmima, what it means to feel. And that's why the tefillah and the hilig Torah goes together with tefillah, because tefillah is the feeling of Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. Tefillah is Malchus. Tefillah is the feeling that everything's Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be zoicha always to learn when we open the sefer. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halavai, V'har if not. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, she sent the Ruach, Mimora, Meruach Tahara. And Mitzvah Shem, we should be zoicha to be makabel the Torah, feeling the Pele, feeling the Anoichi, the Aleph, the Pele of how fortunate we are, feeling the Godel Schus of a Yerid Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to tap in to something which is a complete Pele, L'mal L'mal Sogaseinu. We should learn Torah with Anova, with Shiflis, with Bittl, to begin as HaSinai, because Hashem can only come down to HaSinai. That's Mamish the Nekuda. Because if you don't understand it's a Pele, if you have no Anova, if you think it's you, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't come down on such a mountain. Hashem can only come down on a mountain where you margish that it's all the Pele, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Har Sinai is the lowest mountain. So we should all be zoicha, you know, to have Yedias HaTorah, to be Mechadosh in Torah, but we should never take the crown off our head. Because taking the crown off our head, without taking away the Hargosha, that it's L'malem HaSavaseinu, is that's Mamish HaBechinas Chata Egel. The person Chas V'Shalom mustn't learn the Torah Chas V'Chalila to Bechinas Chata Egel. My Mamish Taka B'nei Melachim, and we always have to wear the crown to Bechinas Eke HaShe'eke, and we have to feel that we're Zoicha Madu Elo Yiva Asneh, feel what we're Zoicha, that the Keshem Lekecha Eish Oichlehu, that the Helga Torah is such a fire, and we're Zoicha to learn such a fire. The Torah should be Mekadosh Us, the Torah should be Metayer Us. And that's Chusam Etz Hashem, which we zoicha to the Gula, Shleim HaMamitis, which we zoicha to Binim Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, Shibonem, Mizgalis, Melech HaMashiach, that's the Inyan of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who's the Tachlis HaShiflis, who's the Tachlis HaBittel, the Tzadik HaEmes, who are always those who are the Tachlis HaShiflis, Tachlis HaBittel, who felt that they were only a Tzinor to bring the Pele Elyon down to the Am, which we zoicha to Skashus and Dvekus, to Tzadik HaMamitim, till we zoicha Etz Hashem, to the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher B'Yemeinu, Amen. And yeshivas, you know, like showing to bring everybody the hilig of the Torah. That was all the hilig of the Torah. Vayta, people say, you know, I say, you know, zot the hilig of Bar Tanura. People tell me, somebody told me not long ago, he started yelling at me. He says, it's kavua. There's the Shlach Kodesh, there's the Archaim Kodesh, and some say there's the hilig of Chasam Soifa. You can't say hilig of Dos and hilig of Yens, hilig of Hashem. No, we have our kavua. But the vote is, no, you want to say hilig because kedusha is something that's nivdal. According to what we're saying, it's very good. Because if we're learning Torah from these tzaddikim, we have to realize that we really shouldn't be massing it. Rashi says, Kedusha means Aroshon and Avdala. It's really moved from us. So when we're learning the Torah of the Heliger Rav HaMelech, learning the Torah from the Heliger Gro, from the Heliger Vashem, from the Heliger Ramban, what's the Shaychus of us to the Ramban? What's the Shaychus to us? They were Oichlo, they were Eish Oichlo. They were the Hizgalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. So you do say Helig. You say Helig by all of them. By every tzaddik who is a mamish apella, so you say Helig. We know we're mavdil from you. First thing when we open the Ramelech, we say, I know because the Ramelech, the Belzer, the Rabbi Aaron Belzer, who was a Malach Hashem Tzvokas, that we have no Hasaba who Rabbi Aaron Belzer was, and he wasn't mayest to open an Ramelech during the week. Only Erev Shabbos, Noch Mikveh, he opened with the Becherdas Kodesh, with shaking hands, he opened the Noemi Melech. So they moved from us. So you say the Heiliger Bar Tanura and the Heiliger Toises Yom Tov. I'm sorry, you don't say Heiliger about every. We're talking about people that we know. Alamalim Asogaseinu. There's Yidden who Alamalim Asogaseinu. Last week I was by the Amshin of a Tish, 3:15 Friday afternoon. There was a Tish, a Yotai Tish. And you sit in front of a person who's moodle from you, who's Pasha moodle from you, he's moodle from the Welt, he's Parish, he's moodle from the Welt, he's moodle from you. So you say Heilig, Heilig means a Hagdoma. If you don't say Heilig, if you're not Masig, then he's moodle from you, then you can't be Makabal Torah from him. So the Dafka Faket, I always say that in yeshivas, even if it angers people, I say, Zod the Heilig of this, Zod the Heilig of the other, you know. And it was some people say, you know, I feel this is the pshat, all that type of sprach. I always tell the bochum, it's a treifen sprach, it's an egeldige sprach. It's no I, there's no capital I bichlal. It's the bunchle and the masik. Even if a person you see in the svarim, lefi anias nedzaiti, when we're in oni bedas, and we thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the bunchle sends down such a hecher and hoga. The bunchle sends down such a hecher and hoga. So we thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem atov chalkeinu for that. The Heilige Torah, it's the Heilige Tzadikim. Oh, yeah. The Tzadikim didn't put Svarim down on the table, they held the Svarim. The Chavivas, they give the Svarim. They never used to learn lying down. You know, like the Chavivas, this is the Heilige Torah, this is a It's under a zach. Today, living in a world where, you know, half day kodesh, half day choil, there's a taruvus. There's a very big taruvus. Chelak kodesh is kodesh. Could be that's what's cool. Limudei kodesh. This is nivdal for me. Limudei choil. That's upside down. You open a textbook. You don't need any achana. You open the havdal. Havdal. You open the textbook. But limudei kodesh. Kodesh means it's nivdal for me. I'm just thinking now. That could be that's why it's cool. Limudei kodesh. You're taking something now that's no shayfas to you. You're taking fire. That's why Chachomim, Tzadikim, it says the Eish Nichveh, they burn people, they're Heilige Rashbi, he burned people. They're Eish, you're dealing with Eish over here. The Talmud Chachom is Lamala than your Sada. The Moral says that's why Elisha with Eish Ashonomis is Machlekes Nagmor, Rav Shmuel once says she made him an Aliyah. They said, Nasa Aliyah Katana. Why an Aliyah? Because he's a Heilige Yid, it's Elisha. The Moral says she noticed that there was no Zvuvim, there was never Roya Keri, he's a Heilige Zach. The Heilige Zach, you have to put him in Aliyah. You have to put him in the attic. You have to know he's moved from us. You have to know he's moved from us. He's moved. He has to be on a higher floor. Talmud Chacham is Eish. And the Gemara says, Ne'en Chagiga. Talmud says, Ne'en Chagiga. But Talmud Chacham, Ein Eish, Gehenim, Shaletus Behem. Why? Because they're Eish. Talmud Chacham are Eish. Their whole purpose down here in this world is because without that, you wouldn't be able to learn Torah, be a Pachan Ishmosim. But other than that, it's the same thing that's coming down. It's the Hashem Lekocha Eish Oichlu that's being transmitted through them. Talmud Chacham's Eish. You come out of the Beis HaMikdash, Maseches Chagiga talks about coming to be Oile the Regal, coming to bring your Korbanos, coming to bring your Parchan Hashmosam in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the end of Chagiga. You left the Beis HaMikdash already. You left the Beis HaMikdash. The last Gemara Chagiga is you left the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Torah still, you have Mamet HaSinai. We said earlier that the whole Mamet HaSinai is in the Beis HaMikdash. It's somewhere else as well in the Talmud Chacham, in the Tzaddik. There's also Mamad Ha'asin over there. So you have to know that they're all Seish. You come away from the Beis HaMikdash, you want to feel Mamad Ha'asinai, get some Tzaddik, get some Talmud Chacham. Go to a Tzaddik Amiti, and then you see Eish as well over there. It's such a Pella that it's so hard to put the two together. It's so hard to feel a Pella in the Gashmis the Gevelt. It's so hard to keep it as a Pella in your eyes, to keep it as a Pella. This is Heches. Living in a world where everything is achizus yad and everything has become gashmisized, so it's so hard to keep this. This is something which is a hecher zach. This belongs on a different shelf. This belongs on a different zach. You know, it's so hard. It's mamish so hard to see the yiridus adoyrus, to see people that, you know, that are treating the heilige Torah with, you know, floating in and floating out. You know, mamish, the world needs a ruach tahara. The world is an oinus. It's no, you know, it's no one's fault. You know, if you don't learn Pnimi Satoira, I told her, I can't remember which Tashay it was. He said, you know, that mother, if you don't learn Pnimi Satoira, you can't learn Gemara properly. Ik is to learn Gemara. Ik is a vada, the limit of Gemara. If you don't learn Gemara, you're going to crash one day. It's going to be so bad. I said, you know, you can't live on these inspirations. I said, this is mamish, this is the Helga Tanam Mamaroim. You know, they lived thousands of years ago. It's fire. Yenison Ben Aziel. The bird used to burn the bird. It's mamish fire. Mamish fire. It's a Dova Pella. It's mamish a Dova Pella. So we should all be Zocha, you know, to have Yedias HaTorah, to Mechadish and Torah. But we should never take the crown off our head. Because taking the crown off our head, without taking away the Hargosha, that it's lemalim asadaseinu, is that's mamish a bechinas chata egel. The person chas v'shalom mustn't learn the Torah chas v'chalila to bechinas chata egel. We mamish taka b'nei melachim, and we always have to wear the crown to bechinas eke asher eke, and we have to feel that we're zoicha madu ala yiva asne. Feel what we're zoicha that the kashem lekecha ish oichlehu, that the helga Torah is such a fire, and we're zoicha to learn such a fire. The Torah should be mekadosh us, the Torah should be metayer us. And that's Chusam Etz Hashem, which we zoicha to the Gula, Shleimim Amitis, which we zoicha to Binim Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, Shibonem, Mizgalis Melech HaMashiach, that's the Inyan of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who's the Tachlis HaShiflis, who's the Tachlis HaBitl, the Tzadike Emes, who are always those who are Tachlis HaShiflis, Tachlis HaBitl, who felt that they were only a Tzinor to bring the Pele Elyon down to the Am. Shvizoicha to Skashus and Dvekus, to Tzadikim Amitim, to Shvizoicha Metz Hashem, to the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher B'Yemeinu, Amen.